Rebellion and confusion was God's answer. Confusion of language. At the bottom, decided to do something different. I discerned a word, and not just a word in any human language, but a word made flesh, one who identified himself as the way, the truth, and the life. And one comes to the Father but through the word made flesh, and to gather all nations together under one message proclaimed by one Spirit. The prophets of God continued to proclaim the oracles of God in the Hebrew tongue. All the messages about God and His greatness for all people, for all who are scattered over the earth, a message from Abraham to the time of Christ. And then when Christ came, prophesied, saying in Matthew 23, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets, how I long to gather you together after this diaspora. How I long to gather you together after all nations have been scattered. How I long to gather you together, but you would not. What could bring all men to a knowledge of God's love? What could restore a human race?" Comes from Christ. It is the Word made flesh, the one who would lay down His life, like a grain of wheat that falls to the ground and dies, only to produce many seeds. This is how Jesus explains it in John chapter 12, and He goes on to say that I, when I am lifted up, will draw all men to myself. This is the cure for battle, the death of the Son of God, and not just the death, but the resurrection of the Son of God, who had promised His disciples, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will send you the promised Holy Spirit, who will teach you all things." This promised Holy Spirit, who, when all men are gathered under the cross, will proclaim in not just one tongue, but in all human tongues, the mighty works of God, salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. Friends, Pentecost is a cure for the curb at battle and the crushing at battle. It has restored to all men the opportunity, the blessed hope of hearing the message, a message of our great God, who in His Son Jesus has risen from the dead, a first fruits, a pioneer who has blazed a trail away from rebellion and death, and towards resurrection and everlasting life. And friends in Christ, He has accomplished this through the gift of languages. Not one human language, and many paths to God, but many languages and one message. The gift part of this is that it's for you, and you can hear it. I was chastised once at seminary, well, not just once, but one particular time, during a lunchtime conversation by a professor whose class I never had the opportunity to take. But who nevertheless knew that I liked to talk about languages. I could get exactly the point of issue that afternoon, though I was no doubt wrong, and I continued to remember the conversation as something that shaped me in my understanding of theology. I'd like to share it with you, because it went like this. The professor said, "CJ, you don't ever think that the important things that we know and say about God are hidden. They are clear. In fact, the greatest gift that God has ever given us is that what He desires to reveal about Himself, He has revealed in the simplest means ever. Water, cheap, common, vitamin air, bread, and wine, these are available to all. But the most available ever, human language. You don't need a secret deal. health and his death and resurrection.